Welcome to Governor Tim Pawlenty's podcast from the great state of Minnesota. U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff and Governor Tim Pawlenty announced that President Bush approved an emergency disaster declaration for three Minnesota counties hit hardest by severe flash floods on Sunday, August 19th. The move cleared the way for federal relief and recovery assistance in Winona, Fillmore, and Houston counties in southeastern Minnesota. Governor Pawlenty sent a letter to President Bush the day prior requesting an expedited emergency disaster declaration.
Good afternoon. We're sorry that we delayed you by postponing this gathering earlier today, but I want to just extend Minnesota's gratitude and appreciation for the presence of two leaders in the recovery effort. And of course, we have with us the Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, Michael Chertoff, and he, along with the Director of FEMA, David Paulison, join us this afternoon, as well as Congressman Waltz, Representative Pawlowski, the Chief, the Sheriff, representatives from Senator Coleman's office, and I presume representatives from Senator Klobuchar's office and others. Secretary and the Director landed in Rochester. We had a chance to tour part of the flood-damaged area in southeastern Minnesota by helicopter. The Director is going to stay on and be with us tomorrow for some additional tours on the ground. And they had a good chance to see an aerial overview of what this region has been experiencing in terms of loss and trauma and challenge, and now the need to make sure that we repair and recover and rebuild. So, Mr. Secretary, we're grateful for your arrival here today, and I know you have an announcement to make that I think is going to be well received by this region. So thank you, sir, for coming. We appreciate it.
Secretary Chertoff had traveled to Minnesota earlier that day, prior to making the announcement, to view flood damage firsthand.
Governor, I want to thank you for your leadership here, as well as Congressman Waltz and all the local officials who've been a part of what has been a very, very tough week for the people of this area of Minnesota. Obviously, this is of great concern to the federal government. I'm delighted to say that the president in the last hour signed and approved a disaster declaration for Fillmore, Houston, and Winona counties. That'll be both public assistance and individual assistance, and will open up the gate for providing some of the necessary rental assistance in rebuilding, which I know people in these communities are desperate to get underway. So that's going to be very good news. And I think it reflects the president's personal concern about what has been going on here in the Midwest. Administrator Paulson and I have come from Ohio, where we've seen the devastation there. They're, I guess, a day or so behind in terms of the rain, but they're also trying to dig themselves out of what is just an unprecedented flood event. The whole Midwest has suffered from this storm or series of storms. They don't have a name like a hurricane does, but the devastation that they have brought to this part of the country has really been something that is very, very unusual. I think it's thankfully once in a century. And hopefully now we can begin the process of drying out. I'm going to let Chief Paulson talk a little bit about what happens now that the disaster declarations are signed. We're going to be out here bright and early working to see how we can get things underway with the state and local representatives. Again, I want to thank all of the state and local officials. The National Guard, I know, played a critical role. I know local responders were out there. I had an opportunity flying over here. We looked at some of the communities that were hit, like Rushford. And although the water has receded, you can see from the mud and the washed-out roads and all the other scars of the flood exactly how bad this was. So what is most important, though, is the spirit has to be strong. We're going to be there with the financial support, the resources, and the moral support. And we can get busy starting tomorrow rebuilding.
FEMA Administrator David Paulson also traveled to Minnesota to join Governor Pawlenty and Secretary Chertoff for a helicopter tour of the area, including Rushford, Hoka, La Crescent, and Winona.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary and Governor, Congressman. The state's been through a lot in this last year with fires and bridge collapse and mudslides and the floods, and I know you've had several fatalities, so our hearts go out to those friends and families who have lost loved ones. Those are tough things to deal with. Also, I want to say how proud I am of the response of this community, the first responders, volunteer firefighters, the Sheriff's Department, the Police Department, the National Guard just did an outstanding job. You have a governor who understands emergency management, and that makes a big difference in the response in a state. and his leadership has really done well as far as helping us put together a very unified response and unified command system, and I'm very proud of that. I'm pleased to see how that worked together. Well, the president signing the declaration gives a couple things. One, individual assistance, up to $28,200 for a homeowner who is underinsured or does not have insurance. Primarily, this is going to be flood insurance type of damage, and they can call 1-800-621-FEMA and get registered and get their name on a list, and we will bring in home inspectors to come and inspect their homes, see what kind of damage they had, see what type of insurance they had or did not have, and get them some assistance. And that includes rental assistance. That includes any medical care that's not covered by insurance, repair to their homes, or replace partial replacement of their home. It's not a lot of money, but it's at least it'll help them get back on their feet. The other piece is the public assistance. I noticed there were a lot of public infrastructures damaged, and I'm sure I'll see more of those tomorrow. So if a city or a county or the state has infrastructure that's damaged, the public assistance piece will allow us to help the state get reimbursed for some of the cost of putting those back in place. The third piece is the hazard mitigation dollars. These are dollars that are eligible to every county in the state. For a program to put together to stop these types of things from happening. They can take those dollars and apply those towards mitigation factors that will stop things from flooding or other issues like that. So those dollars are available to every state in the county, whether they had flood damage this time or not. So if you're an individual, if you're a homeowner, if you had damage to your home, if you do not have insurance, if you call that 1-800-621-FEMA number, somebody will answer the phone and get you registered, and then we'll have home inspectors come out as quickly as possible. We're moving teams in from New York also to help the region here, because we have several states that are damaged in this particular region. So that's where we are. The president signed us very quickly. Did not take a long time to process this. It was obvious that you had significant damage. And once again, our hearts do go out to you. I know you received you've been through a tough year. You really have been, and we want to make sure we're here to help you in the best way we can.
To learn more about any of the subjects addressed in this podcast, please visit Governor Pawlenty's website at www.governor.state.mn.us. Also, be sure to regularly check the governor's website for more podcasts from Governor